Last time we were talking about the sheet of the Holchei Usha in Cheskes Gimel Shonim, here on Daf Chav Ches. Holchei Usha say, how do we know that Cheskes Karkos is Gimel Shonim? Someone who wants to be machzik, wants to prove that he owns the karka. So how do we know that it's Gimel Shonim? So they say, we learn from Shor HaMuad, that by Shor HaMuad, Ma Shor HaMuad came in Gimel Megichos, Nafal Gimel Cheskes Tam, Akamel Cheskes Muad. Sharamua teaches us something. What does it teach us? It teaches us the idea of chazaka, that we can change the status of something or someone in three times. And that's what happens. By Sharamua, we change the status of the Shah from Shartan to Sharamua. And here, we change the status of someone. What status are we changing? So that's the major machlokas in the Rishonim that we started discussing. The Tosfos says what it means is that we established the Marakama Becheska Shaskan. Just like the Shor is Hursuk Nagchan with three times, so too the Marakama is Hursuk Shaskan, that he's quiet. The Machzik is sitting on the property eating peris for 3 years, and the Marakama is quiet. So that shows that the Marakama is a Shaskan. He's not protesting. So what? So what changed? And what status changed? His status, the status of the Marakama changed. We want to know the status of the field. No, obviously what Tos is saying is that once the Marakam is Huchsuk Shaskan, so the Pshat is now there's a Raya Brura that the Machzik bought the field. The Marakam must have sold the Machzik the field, because if not, why is the Marakam being quiet? That's Tos's Pshat, that Sharmua teaches us that we can change the status of something or someone. Whose status are we changing? The status of the Marakam. Marakam now is Huchsuk Shaskan. Once he's Huchsuk Shaskan, that's the biggest Raya, that's the Raya Brura that the Machzik actually bought the field. So if we can establish it in the hands of the Machzik. The Ramban learned differently. The Ramban said that, yes, Sharmuad is teaching me we can change the status of someone or something, but who's the someone that we're changing the status of? Not the Marakama. Machzik. Right? We're making the Machzik into the Muchzik over here. The Marakama was the Muchzik in the Karka. Not only was he Marakama, he was the previous owner, but he was a Muchzik in the Karka also. He's a Muchzik because we assume that it's his. We know that it's his. We have Eidim that it's his. Everyone knows that it's his. So he's a Muchzik in his Karka. It's Bershuso. The Karka is Bershuso. It's in his possession. He's a Muchzik. He can be Makdash. He can be Mocheret. He can do anything with it. He's the Muchzik in the Karka. What happens after the Machzik sits there and eats the peres for 3 years? Dr. Ramban, the Holchei Usha, telling us that the Machzik becomes the Muchzik. The Machzik becomes a Muchzik. Now he's in possession. If he's in possession, so then the Marakama wants to be motzi from him. He's motzi mechavero. He's the motzi mechavero. We don't say the machzik is motzi from the Marakama, because the Marakama wants to say that the machzik doesn't belong in the karkas. He's the motzi mechavero. Va'olav lahavi raya. If the burden of proof is on the Marakama now to prove that the machzik taka is not the owner. The machzik in three times up the Ramban, the machzik becomes the muchzik. That's what the Sharmud is teaching me. Not that the Marakama is a Hochzik Shaskan. Memela, the Machzik, can prove that he's the owner. No, the Machzik becomes a Muchzik. That's the status change that we're talking about. Status change in the Machzik. So once he becomes a Muchzik, so then the burden of proof is on the Marakama. If he doesn't have a proof, so then the Machzik is able to walk away with the field. Rabbi Nuyona echoes a similar sentiment. He seems to learn like the Ramban as well. At least in this stage of the Holchei Usha, in the beginning of Holchei Usha. We'll see, maybe Rabbeinu Yonah changes as things go on. But at least here, he seems to echo the sentiment of the Ramban. Rabbeinu Yonah writes like this, Menayin l'chazokah sheyishol oshanah mishar hamuad, perish. Mishar hamuad anu lemeidin detlozu zimni yotze kol dover mechazokah rishonah v'omeh b'chazokah shunim tzebo achshah. That's something everyone agrees to, but it's important to set forth this idea. That the essence of the limud from Shor HaMuad is teaching me that in three times we can establish some kind of chazaka, and that's the ikur of what we learn. But how does it play out? So Ma Shor HaMuad, he says, Hacha de kevan de ochla tlashonim below irur umecha umevatel cheskas bailim rishonim veomedes becheskas hamachzik. Rabbi Yonah says, what's Shor HaMuad teaching me? That we change the status of someone. Who's the status that we're changing? We're changing the status of the field that before was the, it was Becheskas Marakama. He was the Muchzik. Now It's becheskas hamachzik. Now the machzik is vidas hamuchzik. Bavale kama motzi mechavero. So now if the mar kama wants to be motzi from the machzik, he's the motzi mechavero. Ve'olav haraya shechazer ulekocha mizeh. And now if the mar kama wants to prove that he's the owner, so how could he be the owner? If the machzik now is established as the muchzik, so if the mar kama is going to be the owner, al korcha, that means that he bought it from the machzik. So he has to bring raya. He has to bring some kind of a raya that he bought it back from the machzik. What happens though? What happens with Gimel Shalom? Rabbi Yonah is learning like the Ramban that the Machzik becomes the Mochzik. That's the status change that we're talking about. The Ramban's Pshat seems to be more Meduyik in the Gemara. Now, what's the Ramban saying? From Shor HaMuad, what's the Gemara saying? Holchei Usha claimed that from Shor HaMuad we learn that there's a status change. And what's the status change? Well, what's the Losh of the Gemara? Shavuot is teaching me that it was b'shus the marakama, now it's b'shus the machzik. It sounds like they're learning the ikar is, right? What's Shavuot really teaching me? That it's b'cheskas lokeach, it's b'cheskas hamachzik. That's the ikar of what it's teaching me. According to the Ramban, Rabbi Yonah, that's very good. That's exactly what it's teaching me, that the machzik now is the muchzik. According to Tosfos, that's not really the ikar. The ikar of what Shamud is teaching me is that the Marakama is Huchsuk Shaska. There's a status change to the Marakama. Now he's Huchsuk Shaska. Memela, the Machzik becomes the Muchzik. It's not that the ikar of Shamud, the ikar Limud, is that the Machzik becomes the Muchzik. That's a secondary effect. The ikar is that the Marakama is Huchsuk Shaska. And that generates a raya that the Marakama must have sold it to the Machzik. Memela, now, obviously, the Lokeach, the Machzik is viewed as a Lokeach, and we assume that he's the Muchzik. But that's not the Ikar. It's not that the way that the Machzik wins is that he becomes the Muchzik. Not so clear. Right? Tosis is not learning. It's not so clear that he becomes the Muchzik. Why is it not so clear that he becomes the Muchzik? Why should that be true? So Tosfos is saying, I'll tell you why it's true, because how does the Mavza become a Muxlik Bechlal in Karka? I mean, Tosfos is not such a Pella in Svara. It makes a lot of sense. How does it work? How does Rabbeinu Yonah, how does the Ramban learn that the Mavzik somehow becomes a Muxlik in Karka? But I thought we said Karka is always Bishus Bailam. Karka is Bishus Bailam. So Karka is Bishus Bailam, so then how does it work? So Tosfos says it. Well, it doesn't work that he becomes the Muxlik, and that's the Iker. The way it works is that there's a raya, the fact that the Marakama is Huchsuk Shaska, and so now there's a raya brewer that the Machzik must have bought it. If the Machzik bought it, so then of course he's the Muchzik, he's the new Bailim. So if he's the new Bailim, it's Bishus HaBailim, Bishus Bailim Chadoshim, Bishus the Machzik. It's not that we're learning that over 3 years, because he's sitting there, the Tfisa in the Karka somehow transforms the Machzik into the Muchzik. No, Tosa says that can't be, because the Karka is always Bishus HaBailim, so that can't work. So he says it's just a secondary effect of the fact that the Marakama is Huchsuk Shaska. If he's Huchsuk Shaska, there's a Raya Brura that he sold it to the Machzik. Once the Raya Brura, then the Machzik becomes a Muchzik. That's how Tosfos learned. Rabbi Yonah, the Ramban, they didn't learn like that. They said, no, from Shor HaMuad we're learning straight that there's a status change to the Machzik. That the Machzik, after 3 years of eating Paris on the Karka, he becomes the Muchzik. How does that work? If Karka is always Bechezka Sabayim, how does that work? So maybe the answer is, we discussed at great length, if Karka in an exelis, if Karka can't be stolen, meaning Karka is always Bishus HaBailim, we know that for many halachas, there's no chiyuv own sin by Karka. Remember we talked about three different halachas? That Karka is Bishus HaBailim, le'inyin chiyuv own sin, the gazlan can just say, HaResh HaLafanecha, it's your Karka. I'm sitting here, but it's your Karka. Karka is always Bishus HaBailim. They can sell the Karka, they can be Makdish the Karka, even if the Gazlan kicked them off. Right? Karka is Bishus HaBailim. Rashi and Sukkah says there's no Yush by Karka. Even if the Bailim are Misyashim, we assume they're not really Misyash because it's always Bishusam. They'll get around to it. They'll be able to. They'll go to Bezdin. They'll be able to remote to the Karka from this guy at some point in time. I mean, no one forgets that they own it. So, okay, this Gazlan is sitting on the Karka, but everyone knows that it belongs to Reuven, so they're not Misyayish, really. They're not Misyayish in Karka, because it's Bishus HaBailim, so they'll be able to get it out. The Karka's not going anywhere. Metablim, you can bring into your Rishosav. Nothing's going somewhere, you can be Misyayish. Tosis in Sukkah, Navlamad of Abed, I didn't give it to you. The Tosis quotes Yerushalmi and Kelayim. It's a complicated read in the Tosis. You have to read the Yerushalmi. So it's a tough back and forth. But what emerges from that Tosis is that there is one case where Yush does work by Karka. Tosis learns that the Yerushalmi Kelayim is saying that Yush can work by Karka. You know when? There's a phrase that the Yerushalmi uses. Nishtaku Shem Abayim. Nishtaku Shem Abayim. Nishtaku has a ring to it that it's like it got swallowed up. Right? It got swallowed up. Nishtaku Shem Abayim. Morty, you gotta help me with this. Yeah. Shtaku Shema Baila. They can say it. Okay. Nishtaku Shema Baila. Shkia, right? Shkia, investment, right? It got sunk in. Shakua, sunk in. The Shema Baila got sunk in. What does it mean it got sunk in? This goslin's been on the karka for so long that people begin to forget that the other guy ever owned it. Like if someone comes into the community and they say, you know, they see this guy is handling in the karka, so they begin to think that he owns it. There can come a point in time when the Shtaku Shema Bailam, where the Shema Bailam no longer is associated with the karka. So Tosis says that if the Shtaku Shema Bailam, then Yishtaka can be chal in the karka. Right? It can happen. Right? The Shtaku Shema Bailam, at a certain point, the Shema Bailam falls away from the karka because people don't associate the karka with the Bailam anymore. So if the Bailam didn't pursue this karka before the Shtaku Shema Bailam, so what can we say then? Says Tosis, Yush can work by Karka. Ah, but it's Prashus Abaylim. Apparently what Tosis is saying is that once Nishtaku Shem Abaylim, so then somehow the Prashus that the Bailim have on the Karka is attenuated. It's weakened. It's weakened. You can weaken the Prashus Abaylim if Nishtaku Shem Abaylim. And Efshem and Kenzog, and that's what Rabbi Yonah and the Rambana say. That maybe if the Gimel Shonim, the Machzik, maybe what we learn from Shara Muad, is that after Gimel Shonim, Epis a little bit Nishtaku Shem Abaylim. The Shem Abaylim, the shame of the Marakama is Nishtaku. It's taken away. I'm not trying to define this word, but I think you get the point, right? It's sunken in. It's evaporated. It's forgotten. The Shem Abaylim is forgotten. Let's put it like that. The Shem Abaylim gets forgotten. So Shem Abaylim gets forgotten. Oh, now someone else can emerge as the Muchzikim. If the Bailim are not Mocha, so then maybe it's not Bershusam anymore. Maybe we don't view it as though it's Bershusam anymore. But it's not Bershusam, so then the Masa can be established as a Muchzuk. And maybe that's how Cheskas Gimel Shanim works. Maybe that's how Cheskas Gimel Shanim works, because the Masik is now established as the Muchzuk. Okay, this is the basic Machlokas HaRishonim that we have, the Das, the Holchei Usha in Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Questions? Ramban says, based on his approach, we can understand the Hemshech of the Gemara. We got to this a little bit on Thursday, because in looking at Tosus, we saw Tosus Kasha, but now we're going to get to it straight. Ramban says, what's the Kasha of the Gemara? The Holchei Usha say that we learn from Shara Muad that there's Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So in fact, the Gemara, but Hima Shara Muad ad Negicha Revias lo Machai, Vachanami ad Shana Revias lo Kaima Bershuse. The Gemara asks, by Shara Muad, when do you pay Nezek Shom? And when do you pay Nezek Shom? Only with the fourth Negicha. Says Rashi, L'machayiv l'shalim l'chatzi Nezek avkanad gemar shonim revias lo havi chazoka. Just like you don't pay Nezek Shom until the fourth Negicha, so too, maybe Cheskas Karkos is Dalet Shonim. Who says it's Gimel Shonim? Maybe it's Dalet Shonim. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. So how do we understand such a Kasha? Dr. Ramban, it makes perfect sense according to me. What does he say? What's his Loshon? Let's see the Ramban's Lashon. Ramban says, V'hainu da'ak shinon, ima shamu adad negecha revius. Kloma, avo bishiyotza mechazoka shol tamuz, lo nichnas lechazoka shol muadus, ad pan revius. The whole Chiyusha is saying, how does Cheskas Karkos work? We're establishing the muchzokus of the machzik. It's all about establishing muchzokus of the machzik. We're not talking about the huchzok shaskar of the marakama, Araya, the male of the machzik. No, we're establishing the muchzokas of the machzik. So he says, so that's the kasha of the Gemara. That since the Nezek Shalom is only Benegicha Revi'is, so that shows you, even though it was Yotzeh Mechazaka Shel Tamos, he can't call the Shor Shor Tam after Benegicha Gimel, but it's not a Shor HaMu'ah yet. I mean, it's Shor HaMu'ah in name? In name only, but it's practically, there's no Lemaisa Nafkanina to the fact that it's a Shor HaMu'ah, so it's not really a, it's not Bechazaka Shel Mu'adus yet. Ravan says, what's the kasha of the Gemara? Just like by Shor HaMu'ad, really, the status of Shor HaMu'ad is only established by Negicha Revi'is. Why do I say that? Because L'maisa, the Shor HaMu'ad only has a din of Shor HaMu'ad by Negicha Revi'is. That's when you pay Nezek Shalem. So to hear, we should establish the field b'cheskas hamachzik only after Dalet Shanim. Why after Gimel Shanim? What is Gimel Shanim? By Shor HaMu'ad, it leaves b'cheskas Tammuz, but the cheskas Mu'ad, this is only chal b'negicha Revi'is. So too until the Shana Revi'is, until the machzik holds on to the field for 4 years. Why should it be established b'cheskas? Dr. Ramban, according to me, everything is great. What's he saying? What's he really saying? Let's try to look deeply into the Ramban. He says it leaves the status of Tammuz, but the status of Mu'adus is only established after 4, right? It leaves the status of Tammuz after 3, but the status of Mu'adus is only established after 4. What's the connection here to the Machzik? L'chor, what the Ramban is saying is that every transfer of Rishus, every transfer of Bailus, requires 2 steps. Right? What are the 2 steps? I think we've spoken about this before. When there's a kinyan, right? So every kinyan involves a process of 2 steps. What are those 2 steps? I'm sorry? Leaves rishus of the marakam, of the mocha, right? And enters into the rishus of the kona, right? It has to leave, right? There's a yitziya mirshus echod and a hachnosol rishus acher. Right? That's how it works. So he says, maybe after 3 years, maybe it's left the rishus of the marakama. Maybe it's left. Maybe the Marakama lost his chazaka, but how do we establish the muchzakus of the machzik in 3 years? If you learn from Shor HaMu'ad lechora, even if it's left X, it's left the Marakama's chazaka, but it hasn't entered into the machzik's chazaka until 4. Just like by Shor HaMu'ad, it left the status of Tammuz. You see, it's important to point this out because if not, what's the comparison, right? By Shor HaMu'ad, it leaves the status of Tammuz after 3. So what's the comparison to Cheskas HaKalos? Apparently, he's assuming that the Kasha implies that the Chazaka of the Marakama is lost after 3, somehow. It's weakened after 3. The Chazaka of the Machzik is not established before, but the Chazaka of the Marakama is weakened after 3. And in every Havaras Bailus, every transfer of ownership, you need both steps. You need that. You see a Mershus Harishon and the Knisa L'Rishus Hasheni. So even if you tell me the Chazak of the Marakam is weakened after 3 times, but the Chazak of the Masik is not established until 4 times, so therefore Cheskas Kakol should be Dalet Shanim, not Gimel Shanim. Cheskas Kakol should be Dalet Shanim and not Gimel Shanim. So what should we do before Dalet Shanim? What should we do after Gimel Shanim? If the Marakam is not a Muchzak, so like what? Why does it only occur? Why does everything change after Dalet Shanim? But once the Marakam is not a Muchzak, so why should he win until Dalet Shanim? Or everything should happen after Gimel Shanim. What's the Ramban saying? What's he suggesting? So what you could say within the Ramban is that he's saying that maybe the Marakam is not called a Muchzak after Gimel Shanim. He loses a little bit of his Chazaka. But you see, he had 2 Chazakas. Right, think about it. The status of the Marakama really is composed of 2 things. He is the owner, so he's a muchzik in his karka. It's Bershuso. But he's also known as what? The Marakama. So even if he's not a muchzik after 3 years, he's not a muchzik after 3 years. The machzik is not called a muchzik after 3 years either, but there's still a Marakama over here. So even if he's not a muchzik, he lost his chazok a little bit. He's not a muchzik. He's still a Marakama, so maybe we should establish the field as being Vishus HaMarakama, Vishus the original guy, Vishus the Mocha, right? Well, actually, he wasn't Mocha, right? We should establish it Vishus HaMarakama. He's still the Marakama. We still associate him with this Karka. He's still a Marakama. But after 4 years, once the machzik is established as a machzik, so he beats out the marakama. The marakama now is a motzi mechavero. He's viewed as the motzi from the machzik. Va'olav lahavi raya. It's his responsibility. The burden of proof is on him to show that the machzik didn't buy the field, right? But maybe what the Ramban is saying is that in the Chanami, the marakama should win until 4 years. Because even if he's not a muchzuk after 3 years, he's still a marakama. And as a marakama, maybe he should still win until 4 years when the muchzuk is established as a muchzuk. That's what you could say within the Ramban. The simple pshat, you don't have to say anything fancy. The Ritva is a little bit fancier. I'm not sure if you picked up on this. I hope you did. The Ritva learns like the Ramban also. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban, Ritva, they're all learning the same. But the Ritva has a very interesting pshat in this line of the Gemara, in the Kash. Right? It's a nuance of difference. But, you know, there are two possibilities in how to learn this Kash. Who's going to win in the interim between 3 and 4 years? What does the Ritva say? V'chinan, v'imkein b'shol, l'shon tepek mershus mocha avalot ikonet b'shus, lokeach an hashon harviyiz, dumi l'shamuad. And what should the din be? Should we give it to the marakama before 4 years? What is the Ritva saying? What should the din be? If neither one is more muchzik than the other, if we say the Marakam after 3 years loses his chazaka, he's not called a muzik anymore, and the Masik is not a muzik until year four, so what should be the din, Roy? Kol da olim gova. Zok the Ritva. Think about it. If the Marakam lost his muzakas, and the Masik hasn't established his muzakas, so to toss up, kol da olim gova. May the best man win. Talked a little bit about this, a very strange concept, right? Some of you probably met it on the Flamed Dalet on the base. Such a concept in Yubikiyas learning. Kol da olam gava. Shaila, what does that mean? Is Besdin throwing up its hands? Is this considered a psak of Besdin? That they assume the best man is going to put in the effort to get the karka? But that's the din. Zokta Ritva, I say the Marakama will not, according to the Kasha of the Gemara, I say that the Marakama won't get it between 3 and 4. Kol da olam gava, then it's a tosaf. Not the way we learned before. We thought that maybe the Ramban is saying that in terms of muchzakus, you can't call either one a muchzak after 3. That's what it means, that the marakama's muchzakus was weakened. That you can't call him a muchzak, but he's still a marakama. So maybe marakama he should win between 3 and 4. The Ritva is not saying like that. He's saying that maybe from Shamuad we learned that the muchzakus of the marakama is broken completely. It's lost completely. Both his status of a muchzuk and his status as a marakama are both lost after 3 years. But the machzuk is not established as a muchzuk either until 4 years. So kol da'olam gavar, then it's a toss-up. Either one, right? Whoever is stronger is going to win. Okay, so two ways to learn within the Ramban's school of thought. Two ways to learn what's the havamina. Between 3 and 4, what's going to be the din? Should we award it to the marakama because he's still a marakama? Or should we say kol da'olam gavar, that the best man's going to win? What's the teretz of the Gemara, l'fi the Ramban? So the Ritva helps us here. Madrinan, the whole essa, the teretz of the Gemara is no. By Shah Amor, really the status change occurs after 3 years. It's just you're not going to pay Nezek Sholem until the fourth Negicha. Yeah, but so what are you saying? The status change really is only until 4. No, what's the Gemara answering? Gemara says no. Hachi ash da'asa mechinagach shosh negir chazavim mo ve'ida kilo nagach mai l'shalim. But hachi kevin da'ach l'tlan shani kaim ala b'rishusay. Here, it's b'rishus ha-machzik after 3 years, but there, once he's nogach shosh negir chazavim, he's a mu'ad, it's just, you know, you're not going to pay until the fourth negicha. So you're saying he's not a mu'ad until the fourth negicha. Well, what's the Gemara saying? When is the status change? Is it after the third negicha? Is it after the fourth negicha? If the nafkamin is only laying in tashlumin, so the status changes only after the fourth negicha. So what's the Gemara answering? What happened after the third negicha? There's nothing fundamental that happened after the third negicha. Zokta Ritva, no, there is something fundamental. It's not just the name alone. It's not just a shamud in name alone. There is an afkamina lemaisa. Leaning what? One word.
Shmira.
Exactly. Excellent. Shmira. There's a chiyav on the Bailim to be shomer. Hada'ah, the fact that we warn the Bailim to watch the shor, that's enough for me, lemaisa. He has a chiyav in a Torah to watch his shor more. I mean, of course he has a chiyav always to watch his shor that he doesn't do damage, but the goal of the Hada'ah is that he should watch his shor more. That's enough gemina lemaisa. He has a chi of shmira. The status of shamud gives the bailin more of a chi of shmira. And this is—it's really a machlokas tanon. Right? Hakones in the beginning of Perek Hakones in Bava Kama is a machlokas whether there's a greater chi of shmira for muad, or actually maybe a greater chi of shmira for kama. It's not so simple. But the pashut pshat is the goal of the hadah is to get the bailin to watch their shor. That is the goal. That's the saddest change, le'inyan halacha. The nafkamina of tashlumin only kicks in after the fourth negicha, but the nafkamina of shmira does kick in after the third. Ma'adrinan dehalesa, da'asim b'sholosh negichas b'vag, kamle b'cheskas mu'ad l'shomro, el'sheinu mashalim ad denogach. Ha'malacha kevin b'sholosh shanim kamle b'cheskas lokeach, z'lo be'inan midi. Da'koy be'gavo, u'muchs nakvo. Here, the status change is that what? The machzik became the muchzik. So I don't need the fourth time. By shor, he becomes a shor amud, le'inyan shmira, even by the third time. It's just the nafkamina of tashlumin only kicks in the fourth time. But I don't need a fourth time over here, because once the lokeach, once the machzik becomes the muchzik, it's over. It's over. Now he's the muchzik, he's the bailim. And if he's the Bailim, then the Murakama is viewed as the Motz Mechaver of all of Lahavi Rasa. Now the burden of poop is on him to show that the Matzik doesn't deserve the Kama. This is how to learn the Shaka of the time of the Gemara according to the Ramban school. The Ramban, Rabbi Yonah Ritva, that what the whole Chiusha teaching me is that through the three times, right, the Sharamuad creates a change of status, and through those three years, now the masik is established as a muhsuk. We thought for a moment that maybe the status change should occur after three times, but the Gemara says this should only occur after four times. But the Gemara says, no, the status change really occurs after three times. He becomes a sharmud le'inyan shmir after three times. It's just for the nafkamin of tashlum, and we have to wait for the fourth time. But here, once there's a status change that the masik becomes the muhsuk after three times, so then he's gonna be zoch in the field then. Yes?
According to the Ritva, during that third year, he would say Kodal Gavar. Wasn't the Muksik already Gavar? I mean, he's been in the land, and it seems like he already won.
Well, he hasn't won. He hasn't proven anything. If the Marakama is able to kick him out of the land, so then the Marakama will have to get it. If the Marakama waits until the fourth year, and we have Adam that he's kicking the Machzik out, so we won't allow him to do that. We'll say it's the Machzik's, it's this person's field. He's not a Machzik anymore. He's a Bayim. But in the interim, if they fight and he's able to get him out, you know, he gets some of his friends to pick him up and they take him out. Get him out of the field. Right? So then he'd be allowed to do that. Now, we assume that he'll, obviously, I can't punch him in the nose. I mean, right? But he'll get him out of the field in whatever way he'll get him out of the field. So he's allowed to do that between three and four, but after four, he's not allowed to do that. If he does that, then we will take care of him, right? It's a little different. Yes?
I thought you said the status change is only regarding Shmira, but for the Tashlum, it only occurs after the fourth Negicha. Once it's the Shor Muad, there is a Chiyah Tashlum, you may not be paying it until the fourth Negicha, but now the law of having to pay as a Muad began.
So right, but there's no Nafkimina Lamaisa here. For the third Negicha, you know, we should point out, the whole case is really a little strange. He's not supposed to be a shor amud, right? They should have gotten rid of this shor before, right? They should have had to, well, okay, if he's only nogeach and he damages another animal, there's no chiyuv to kill the shor, right? If he kills someone, obviously he's not supposed to kill the shor already. He ran away, right? But if he damaged someone, right? If he was nogeach another shor, then there's no chiyuv to kill this shor. It's just a chiyuv to pay, right? So on the third negicha, he still only has to pay chatzin nezek, and that's done, right? If we know the shor gor, there are edim that this shor gor, so then he has to pay chatzin nezek. But where does the nezek shalom come? It only comes from the fourth negicha. So you can't say that now he has a status that he, that something's happening now. He's a status for the future. If he doesn't gore for another 2 years, so then he's not a shamua vis-a-vis tashlumin, but he is a shamua throughout this whole time vis-a-vis shmira. So the status changes vis-a-vis shmira, not necessarily regarding tashlumin. No? Lamaisa, the status change affects something now only regarding shmira, not regarding tashlumin. Okay? Okay, so there's one hand up, yeah.
Can we say kol dam gavur is a taina enough to win against?
Is kol dam gavur a taina? What do you mean?
If we're assuming like the ritual, we say kol dam gavur, can a taina be enough to win?
Obviously not. Right? Just because the machzik has a taina, why does that help? He has a taina, but he's not a muchzik. So if he's not a, just like he couldn't have won. Just like he couldn't have won after 2 years, why should he win after 3 years?
Because in two years it was still, and there was just the Marakama. Now it's not necessarily. Now it's a known issue. So now he's saying, yeah, at least I have a taina. Is that enough?
He has his taina, and the Marakama has a different taina. So, like, what? That's called. Kol Olam Gavar tells me that neither one is better than the other. So may the best man win. That's exactly what the Pesach means. This is all according to the Ramban and his school of thought. But Tosfos argues. And this is what we mentioned on Thursday. The point of departure to get to Tosis' pshat in the sugya is from this kasha. He's bothered with this line of the Gemara. Right? But you have to get the context. You have to get the full picture. Once you get the full picture, so then Tosis' kasha comes alive. What does Tosis say? Ad negich raviyas lomachayev. Temelari, the my par of what's the kasha of the Gemara? Ha'achi yolach mishra muad. What are we learning from Shamuad? What are the halachim we shall learn from Shamuad? That just like the sharas uchzuk nagchan b'shalosh ba'amim, so to the bailam ahuchzuk u'shasken b'shalosh shanim. So therefore, kamalei b'shusay b'shalosh shanim. What does it mean, kamalei b'shusay? If the bailam ahuchzuk u'shaskanim, and that's the raya brura that they sold the field to the machzik. So they sold the field to the machzik. So then we established the field as being b'shusa machzik. So what's the re-asking? If that's the way that Sharmud is teaching me, that cheskes gimel shanim is after, that cheskes kakol is after gimel shanim, based on huchzuk shaskan. So it's based on huchzuk shaskan. What's the kash of the Gemara? The Gemara says, just like by Sharmud, there's no nafkimilin yitashlumin until the fourth time. The third time is not enough. So too, 3 years for kakol should not be enough to establish new chazaka. What's the connection between the two? By shara muad, if the ikar of shara muad is that he has to pay nezer shalim, that doesn't kick in until the fourth time. But here, what do we want to do? We want to establish the marakama as a hochzuk shaskan. When does that happen? It happens with 3 years. There's no nafkamina for four. It's no different. He's already been established as a shaskan after 3 years. So if he's established as a shaskan after 3 years, mimela, the machzik, should be established as the bailin after 3 years. I don't need any other time to change anything. It's all about huchzuk shaskan. If you're talking about establishing the machzik as a new muchzik, the status change that we're looking for is in the machzik. Right, so maybe just as the Sharmud is only established completely as a Sharmud after the fourth Negicha, maybe he's established as a Sharmud vis-a-vis the Chi of Shmira, but vis-a-vis the Chi of Tashlumin is only established as a Sharmud after the fourth Negicha. So I hear maybe the Machzik should not be established as a Muchzik until the fourth year. But if we're not focusing on establishing the Machzik as a Muchzik, but rather we're saying that the Marakama is a Huchzuk Shaskan, nothing changed between the third and the fourth year. He's Huchzuk Shaskan by the third year. So it's finished. It's over. There's nothing more we need. So if there's nothing more we need, what's the Kasha Ligma Bechlal Frektari? It's a Pele. But it's only a Pele according to his plan. According to the Ramban, it's not a Kasha Bechlal. That's what the Ramban says. Hainu Dakshinon. That's the Kasha Ligma. Mamash, the flow. The Ramban says the Hamshach Ligma flows beautifully according to me. According to Tosfos, stuff Pelet one. The Omeri, the Tosfos says, okay, I'll give you a tether. The Ri has his kasha. The Ri has to give an answer. The Omeri, what does he say? The Sakadayt of the Maksha, the Hechi Olive, Mahas Mechinagah Gimel Pa'amim, Nofak Lemechatzitan Lenezek Sholem. Hanami Kavan Shaoch Lashalashon of Lomicha, Nafle Meshus Moche Lushus Lokayach, Avagad the Mills of Lotaimon. What's he saying? He's saying just like Besh, the Kash of the Gemara is, we think, just like Besh Amud, he only pays Nezek Shalom after 4. So too, even though the Mazik already 8 to 3 years, maybe you don't establish the field as being Beshusso until the 4th year. What's he saying? I thought he just said that by Cheskas Kakos, the key is that the Baal Mahos of Shaskan and that the Marakamis of Shaskan, and that happens after 3 years. So what's the purpose of the 4th year? So what's the answer? So he's saying the Kasha of the Gemara really is not a Kasha. It's not such a good Kasha. It's a Hilchas Sebelotah. The Havamin of the Makshan is that maybe it doesn't work with Hilchas Shaskan. Maybe what the whole Chayusha is saying is that we learn from Shar Muad that the din of something can change after a certain amount of time. Right? The din of the Shar Muad changes after many negichas. If he's nogeach a number of times, so he changes. When does the din change? So the Makshan was thinking, well, the din really changes after the 4th negicha. So if the din of the Shar Muad changes after the 4th negicha, that's when he pays Nezek Shalem. I would think, maybe over here too, the din of this Sodeh should only change after the 4th year. Even though it's Hilchos Sebelotah, the Svar doesn't make any sense. According to what I just explained to you, the way the Cheskas Kakos works is once the Marakamis of Sukshaska and the Mela, that's the Raya Brua, that the Masik really bought the field, and all that is established after 3 times. Yeah, but from Shar Muad we see that the din of the item only finishes its change. It only really changes the din, the real halacha, the halacha lemaisa, the ikar, maybe we'll say the ikar halacha lemaisa of the Shar Muad only occurs after the 4th negicha. Right? Even though in Shemiro we know there is some kind of a change in the 3rd. But those are saying, but come on, that's not the ikar. That's just to prevent the nezik. That's the ikar is the nezik shalim, the changing from chatzin nezik to nezik shalim. So the ikar status change regarding din, right? The ikar change of din occurs by Shar Muad only after the 4th negicha. So over here, the din should change. The ownership of the karka should change only after the 4th year. Even though it's a Hilchos Sebelotah, because as we're explaining, it's based on Hosok Shaskin. It's based on Hosok Shaskin, it really should change after the 3rd year. The Tosis is pushed against the wall. Right? It's just, when you see the Tosis, you see clearly how convinced they were the whole limud that the whole Chayusha are teaching, right? That the limud from Shar Muad is not a limud that the Maksik becomes a Muslim. It's not a status change in the Maksik. No, it's all based on Raya. That the Marakam is also Kshask, and therefore there's a Raya Brua that the Masik actually bought the field. And that's why they're so troubled with this Kasha. They stand on their head to figure out what's the Makshan thinking. And Be'emes, even though they give like a pshat, you know, linguistically, they explain the Loshna of the Gemara, the Tosa says it's Taka Hilchasa Bulo Tam. It's not working out well. Right? This Kasha of the Gemara does not work out well according to Tosfos. Tosfos is convinced of their approach, but I guess they're convinced of their approach because they didn't think that you could learn the other way. That in 3 years, somehow the machzik can become a muchzik in karka, but the karka is bishus abaylim. So, like, how does that work? So Tosfos felt compelled to say, no, the whole Chayusha are learning from Shar Muad that the Marakam is huchzuk shaskin in 3 years. And there's a Raya Brua. That must be the way that we're learning. But the Hemshech HaGemara is Shver. The Kash of the Gemara says, Tosfos is Shver. What can I do? Taka Shver, but it has to be like that because if not, then we don't have a working pshat. This is the Machlokas HaRishonim. Had to learn the Hochei Usha's understanding of Cheskas Gimel Shonim. Is it based on Hochsuk Shaskam, the Raya? Was it based on establishing the Machzik as a Muchzik? And we see that they're grappling. Tosfos is grappling with the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Ramban is sitting pretty because according to his pshat, it's a lot better. But Tosfos, as we described, felt compelled to learn his pshat because he disagreed misvar with Ramban. Tomorrow we'll have to get to the next line of the Gemara. The next kasha of the Gemara also, the Ramban says, works out very well according to him. And Tosfos asks on that line too. And we'll see. We'll see exactly what the shock of the tire of the Gemara is over there. And Then we have to delve more into that line of the sugya, very, very lomdish line. At this kasha, that maybe chazaka sheni matayna tevi chazaka. If you take the whole Chayusha's approach in Cheskel Askimel Shonim seriously, so then maybe you shouldn't need a taina. What do you need a chazaka sheishi matayna? So we'll have to talk about that. We'll have to see how Tosus learns, see the different approaches, what the Rishonim say about Tosus. It's going to lead us to a big discussion about the nature of chazaka and how taina plays a role as well. Okay. Question briefly before we get the halacha.
Why can't Tosfos just say like the way it was suggested for the Ramban that maybe it's not a full status change, even though it loses the Tosfos because it's supposed to shots in a few years, it's still in a bar combo, so you may think that it shouldn't carry well for 4 years.
No, but if you're talking about the status change of the Matzik, so then I hear that if it's only partial, so then maybe it's not going to go the whole way. But if the status change of the matzik, the mela, is going to happen once the bialim of Muzuk Shaskonin, so then if Muzuk Shaskon occurs after 3 years, so then it just happens, the mela, the matzik becomes the bialim. So you can't really change between 3 and 4 years, the chori. Okay, maybe I'll address your question at this year. Okay, very good. As I mentioned, and then again this year is that we talk a little bit about halacha on Sunday.